This is the story of how I found my first dominate. What? Dominant. This is the story of how I found my first dominant. I was on Insta, and one of my besties sent me this quiz on some website for something called BDSM. It was like a quiz or something about how BDSM you are. Like that 50 Shades book, but no billionaires. Which was the best part of the book. So, I took the quiz because I thought, like, maybe if I did and did really good on it, maybe I could find my billionaire or something. So, I answered all the questions, and the first thing it said was submissive 82%, which I happen to know is, like, really, really good. Because when I was back in school, getting, like, 82% on a test was, like, actual amazeball smart. So, submissive. 82%. Which is, like, really, really good. So, anyway. I go to this other website that says, like, if you're submissive, you're supposed to have a dominant. Like, a guy who knows things about, like, your submissive thing. Like, maybe even things you don't know, and then, like, he can show you. So, that's pretty important. So, I read about this thing called a munch. There's supposed to be, like, a lot of BDSM people there, including dominance, which is what I need one of. So, this munch thing, which at first I think is supposed to be like a brunch, and like maybe they just said it wrong, but it wasn't because it was a night. I don't think you can legally call anything like a brunch after like 3 or 4 o'clock. But it was at a Denny's, so like, ew. Ugh. But, like, maybe it could still be a brunch because I think Denny's, like, sells eggs and things, which is very brunch. So, like, I don't know. But there's no way I'm going to a Denny's, so that didn't happen. So, I think that maybe since I did the quiz online, I can maybe find an online dominant. Maybe, like, an Insta dominant or, like, one on, like, TikTok. And it turns out there's, like, a ton of them. So, like, I think maybe, possibly, this could work out. And, like, I wouldn't have to go to a Denny's. Ew. So, I go back and I look at my BDSM list. And I post it on my Insta. And, like, 10 seconds later, there's, like, literally 100 messages in my DMs. Because 82%, right? So, like, some of them are just, like, pictures of, like, penises and, like, not even good ones. Like, but some have actual words. So the first guy that looks promising is named Robert, which makes me laugh. I don't even know why. Like, Robert the dominant? Like, that's funny, like, right? So, he sees that I have 78% for something called, like, pet play. And, like, 78% is, like, pretty cool. It's, like, pretty good, you know? It's like 82%, but, like, still it's pretty good. So, like, I'm wondering what that is. And so I write back, you know, like, all cute with, like, a super fun cat emoji. And he writes me right back and says something about, like, me being his kitten or something. So that reminds me of my family cat. We had, like, this cat, and it was named Mittens. I think, because it had, like, different colors on its paws. It hissed a lot. Like, I don't think that's cute, like, at all. So, I thought I could make a rule about no hissing, but I wasn't gonna tell him the rule yet. Also, Mittens used to have to, like, pee and poop in a box. It was, like, this plastic blue box, and, like, it always got stinky, so, like, no way, right? So, I write Robert the Dominant back, and I ask him, like, do I have to poop in, like, a box? And he didn't write back, so whatever. I think it was a good question. So, the second guy was named Henry, and he totally got my 82% thing, like, right away. Like, he tells me that even though he's only 22 and he's been a dominant, like, all his life and knows a lot of things about, like, anal hooks, so I had to Google that. I didn't write Henry back because, I mean, like, I like things in my butt because, like, who doesn't? But, like, fingers and cocks, but, like, totally not metal things. Plus, the word hook made me think of, like, pirates, and, like, I don't do that. Like, I want Pirate Henry putting metal things in my butt? Like, I don't think so. I mean, like, maybe I do, but, like, that wasn't a question on the test, you know? Like, if it had been, I would have put down, like, absolutely disagree to metal things in my butt. Like, and, like, nothing about pirates either or, like, billionaires. I wonder if it was a very good test because, like, so far, it hasn't helped me find my dominant. But, like, then I saw a message from Stefan, who's, like, super old. He's, like, 35 or something. And I didn't even know that old people, like, knew about Insta. But he writes me, like, a pretty long message and tells me he likes my kinks, which, like, I don't even know I had until, like, that test, but, like, whatever. So, he wants me to call him Daddy, which is weird because he's, like, 35 and I'm, like, 22. So, that would mean he was, like, 15 when I was born or something, which is, like, too young to be anybody's daddy. I mean, he says he's not, like, a real daddy, which is disappointing because, like, my real daddy still pays for my apartment and my car and my credit cards and, like, whatever I want. So, like, I thought maybe, like, a second daddy could be good for that, too. Like, and he didn't like that idea either. So, then I wrote to Kevin, who told me that I had to write all my messages back to him on my knees. So, like, I got out my magic marker and I write, like, hi, Kevin, on my knee. And I take a picture and I send it to him. Like, and you know, like, he also didn't write back, but, like, that was good because I have small knees and, like, they'd fill up fast. But, like, I think it's cute how I drew little hearts on the letter, like, instead of a dot. So there were some really hard questions on the test, and, like, when I didn't really understand something, I just marked, like, strongly agree, because, like, I wanted to do really, really good on the test, you know, like, and, you know, I think it worked because of the 82%, like, I'm still not sure what scat means, but, like, I think it's a funny word, and this guy named, like, Enema Meester, Meister 69, I don't know, 69 something. Like, he really, really likes it too. And I think he's, like, a German person or something. Anyway, it's got, like, the word cat in it, which, like, probably is why it, like, got such a good score on the pet part too. So, yeah, like, we have plans to meet tonight. And, like, I think he might end up being, like, my dominate. Dominant. Ugh, fuck, whatever. Whatever. Like, he wants me to go up to his cabin in the woods and was all like, come alone, which is, like, stupid. I mean, like, why would I bring somebody else on our date? Like, and, you know, I also read that, like, I was supposed to look for red flags, which, like, I think it's, like, a secret code that means, like, someone's dominant because, like, everyone's always talking about dominance and, like, red flags and, like, So when people said he was full of, like, red flags, I got so excited because, like, that must mean he's, like, a super dominant, you know? Like, I'll have to ask and see, like, what percent to, like, know for sure. But, like, as long as he's, like, over 70%, like, I think that could be fine. I think that'd be, like, hot, you know? Like, oh God. Like, if a man likes a cute word like scat and, like, he has his own cabin, then, like, there's a really, like, super good chance that, like, we'll get along. So, who knows? I mean, maybe he'll turn out to be, like, a billionaire, too, or something. Oh, that'd be so hot. Like, you know, and, like, that's how I found my dominate. Ugh, dominant. Whatever.